This is the time of year, I guess, when kids are out selling magazines, they're doing their candy bar drive, and I wanted to find out about the interest that your particular drive, the kids are raising money for, what it will benefit, and how your PTO works, Ms. Dooley, particularly yours, because I know that you're very proud of it, and you share my opinion that a lot of school districts don't do enough.
Phil, it's really true, and first of all, thank you for having us on your program.
Well, it's my pleasure, and is your husband there?
Steve's right here.
Hey, Mr. Redder, how you doing? Steve Dooley.
Yes, sir. I don't know which one of you guys wants to go.
You know, I'll go ahead, Phil. Our PTO is interactive. We have what we like to call a synergy between the kids and the teachers and the parents. And I think that's why our school district is, you know, a success.
Well, that's what I mean. You don't see a lot of that. And you have something you call actualizing or the actualization. What does that mean? It sounds like some psychiatry.
Well, Phil, we have our actualization weekends where we look at other school districts, and I see other schools, and it's really a joke. It's our program, the money that we raise from the sale of the candy bars and also our student program magazine subscriptions, they go to a number of places where it's needed, and some of it will go to purchase sports equipment for the kids. And because I am the president of the PTO, which is our parent-teacher organization, and some of it, of course, is earmarked for the fact-finding trip that we're going to be going on.
All right, let me ask you something. When you and I talked, you told me about this. You said that the kids are selling candy bars and magazine subscriptions in part to help you and, I believe, Steve, your husband?
That's correct, yes.
To go to Mexico. Is this a fact-finding trip?
It is, Phil, and really, some of the money will go to help defray the costs of the trip that we're going to be taking to the Mexican coast.
And where is this?
It's a village called Zihuatanejo. We're going to be looking at some, they have some schools there, and it is a resort, but we're going to be doing some fact-finding. And
all right, so right away, people's eyes start to light up when you say something like that, don't they? That the kids are raising money through the candy bar sales?
Well, let me explain it to you, Phil, and explain it to... I think most parents understand what I'm talking about, but there are a lot of school districts where I don't think they have the real, I guess you'd say, commitment to the district and to the schools that we have. This isn't just about parents. It's not just about teachers. It's about everything. And... you know, I know right away people will say, well, the children are helping Mr. and Mrs. Dooley go on vacation. That's not what it is at all.
Okay, that's what I need for you to clear up. You guys aren't taking a vacation from the money the kids are raising.
No, this is... we have a program called One Child to One Parent. It's our one-on-one program. And that means that every child is committed to everyone. And that includes the parents. And so... we're not ashamed of saying, let's get the kids out there and let's raise some money. And yes, it goes to our sports equipment. Yes, it goes to classroom equipment. And we are going to use some of the money earmarked for, again, a fact-finding trip to Zihuatanejo.
And who will be going on this trip?
Well, it's going to be the president and the vice president, which is Steve and myself.
All right, now there's a group of parents, and I don't want to bring up anything painful or anything argumentative. You knew I wanted to ask you about Don Reichting and his wife, Courtney?
Yes, I know who they are.
All right, they emailed you, I believe, questioning the use of this money for the trip to Mexico?
Well, first of all, you have to understand, no one has had the courage until now, Phil, to say, the kids are making money with the candy bar and magazine sales. They make, during the 8-week drive, close to $30,000. We have had the courage to say... this is a good source of revenue to enable us to take these trips. I know Courtney Reichting. She's got a great daughter, and her daughter and my daughter are very good friends, but she is a little catty. She's a little bit of a gossip. I'm sure the fact that she has had some personal problems has come into this. The woman has had an alcohol history. And
well, all right, I don't want to get into her. She just emailed you asking, was it appropriate for the kids to be raising money from their candy bar sales and magazine sales to give to you to go to Mexico for this fact-finding trip?
Yes, and I answered her, and I said yes, and she wouldn't let it go at that. And again, I really don't want to talk about anyone, but she is a troublesome person, let me put it that way.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western States Parent Teacher Organization. Now, the kids are out and they're selling candy bars, they're selling magazine subscriptions. You say they can make $30,000 in an 8-week period. And some of this money will go to a fact-finding trip to Mexico, if I'm not mistaken. You're calling that a fact-finding trip.
That's exactly what it is, Phil.
All right, it's a business trip. And do you have to present receipts for this?
Let me tell you, Phil, something that you may not understand. I'm the president of the Parent Teacher Organization. As such, I have a lot of responsibilities. And
well, no, I understand that.
Well, you need to let my wife finish because I already said
that. No, that's all right, Steve. I have a lot of responsibilities. I really don't have to explain what we do with the money. What I'm trying to say is...
But you've got at least these parents, and I know you say she's got some kind of personal problem, but these parents question whether kids should be sent out on the street to, you know, raise money so that you guys can take a trip to Mexico.
Again, you're making it sound like it's some kind of a vacation, and that's not the only reason why they're raising the money.
All right, I misspoke, because I know they're raising the money for the basketball equipment.
Phil, we are right now in our Magnolia phase. We are walking with the kids. We are going door to door. This is a 100% group effort. The parents are involved. The kids are involved. Everybody is out here on the street tonight. We're going door to door. We're doing what I think every community should do. Steve told me about the Mepham High incident 2 summers ago. And in that incident, Phil, some high school football players were subjected to some hazing.
Well, I think everybody knows the story about the kids that were sexually assaulted.
Well, you say sexually assaulted, and I think that was bad, yes. But there was a spirit that I think that went missing when that school was disciplined. And no, I don't think people should be sexually assaulted, no. But a healthy competitiveness between the kids out here tonight. And Steve, what did you hear when I said?
Well, I heard a pine cone.
Steve heard something about a pine cone, which I think is in bad taste. I definitely think it's in bad taste. But there's a competitiveness. And there's...
All right, now hold on for a minute, because how old are the kids?
They're middle schoolers, Phil, anywhere from the age of 11 through 13.
All right, well, I don't think pine cone, if it's in reference to Mepham High, you know what they were doing with the pine cones.
Well, we're familiar with that, Mr. We don't mean it literally, but it's just the competitiveness.
It's the competitiveness.
Well, how did these children find out about pine cones?
Because we talk about the competitiveness of schools, and Mepham High School, it was bad. It was really bad. But
how did they find out about pine cones? Those things were used to sexually assault kids.
Well, we're getting off the subject. The point is that...
No, you're right about that.
Well, the point is, Phil, we're here to raise money for everyone. And it just so happens this year, Steve and I will go to Mexico to Zihuatanejo. They have a charming seaside hotel there. We're going to stay there. And, yes, we're going to go out and look at a school, and then they have a crab buffet later on. So,
all right, hold on. We're going to take a phone call here and then take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Steve and Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization about their candy bar and magazine drive that's going on right now. Carolyn, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I'm Carolyn Hyde. Thank you for having me.
Yes, Carolyn.
I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. I keep hearing fact-finding trip, and it sounds to me like a vacation.
Mm-hmm. No.
So could I just find out what the fact-finding is?
We're going to be going to Mexico to look at a couple of the schools they have there for ideas and things that we might do at our school.
In Mexico?
Well, I wouldn't look down my nose at Mexico. They have a wonderful private school system there.
It sounds to me like a vacation, though. I guess maybe I hate to be cynical, but...
Well, no, I understand. Why does it sound like a vacation?
Pardon me?
Why does it sound like a vacation? I don't understand.
Well, the fact that... If I can interrupt, Carolyn,
please.
The kids are out raising money through the sale of candy bars. My daughter sells candy bars every year, and she does the magazine thing. Boy, do I know she does the magazine. Every year I get, you know, Sports Illustrated automatic because my daughter's hitting me up. And the money goes to the school. I realize that. I just wasn't aware that a lot of it goes to the PTO.
Well, I don't know about other school districts. At ours, yes, it does. You know, at least in this, it was my idea. What, and Carolyn, I'm sure you can understand, $30,000 in 60 days, why not use some of that for a fact-finding trip?
But I still don't understand what the fact-finding is and what, you know, what credentials
Wait,
do you have to
wife,
find those facts.
My wife just explained it to you.
Well, I just explained it to you. I don't understand.
Well, I don't either. I guess that was my point. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I hope that your school can do as well as ours. And
you're going to go to Zihuatanejo, Mexico. I've been there. It's a beautiful place.
It's absolutely gorgeous, Phil. The brochures we looked at, there's a couple of hotels there. But
yeah, but the school, it's a small fishing village, Zihuatanejo. And
well, that's not my understanding. My understanding is it's fairly metropolitan.
No, it's not. Believe me, Zihuatanejo is a small fishing village. The school there is most probably... A small school.
Well, you get a lot done in a small school. And I'm not sure I appreciate the third degree. I don't
know. Forgive me. I don't mean to give you a third degree. All right. Let me take a break here, Ms. Dooley, because maybe we're getting far afield here.
I really think we are. We need to concentrate, Phil, on our actualization weekend and the 101. Look, if you've ever been to Mexico, you know...
Tell about the clay pots.
The children down there, the Mexican children, make the most wonderful clay pots. And we can bring back information to our children about that. And
about making clay pots?
You know, you're being very cynical, Phil.
Well, you're bringing back information to the...
The children in Mexico are very artistic because they don't know how to do a lot else. I was trying to be kind. And they can show our children, some of the less achieving children, what to do. And this woman that you mentioned, Phil, Courtney Reisting, her daughter, and I don't want to mention any names, Mallory, could use a clay pot class because...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I need to dump that last. I didn't want that kid's name on the air. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley. There's a Western Estate parent-teacher organization, and, you know, the students are involved. It's a magazine and chocolate bar drive, and the kids go and they sell these. Part of the money is going to a, quote, fact-finding trip that Ms. Dooley and her husband are going to be taking to Zihuatanejo, Mexico, where she says they're going to be visiting Mexican schools and watch the kids, among other things, make clay pots so that they can bring back information for underachieving American kids and what they can do with their lives. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I just never heard of a school, a PTO, using money that kids raised from candy bar sales for a business trip. World-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back. But to hold a pine cone up and say, let's go get them, I mean, that represents what... That represents sexual assault at Mepham High School 2 summers ago. Those pine cones were pushed up... into the bodies of kids that were sexually assaulted.
I understand that, Phil, and I really resent that you would even intimate...
Ms. Renner, that's not what it's about.
We were just saying that the spirit at Mepham High, which did get, yes, twisted, I think was a good spirit.
And so you stand there with a pine cone like it's your symbol to get out and sell those magazines and candy bars so that you and Mr. Dooley can go to Zihuatanejo.
You're still making this sound like a vacation, Phil. It's a fact-finding trip about the Mexican...
The Niños.
Yeah, the Niños, which is Mexican for child.
Yes, ma'am, I know. And it's Spanish. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Frank listening to us. Frank, I'm told, in Tokyo?
That's correct.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I was listening to the radio station through my computer and could not understand why the lady who was... Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, yes.
I couldn't understand why the lady was actually having to travel all the way to Zihuatanejo when she could get most of her information through the avenue that I'm actually using. I'm calling through my computer to talk to you and to listen to your radio. You could set up conferences with people down there and would spend far less money and use it for something more constructive.
Well, I'm not clear as to why Japanese would be interested in what we're doing over here.
I'm not Japanese.
My understanding is you're calling from
American.
Well, my understanding is you're calling from Japanese from
calling from Japan.
I'm an educator who is working at universities in Japan.
Yes. So why would you be interested in what's going on in America?
He's an American living in Japan.
I
have students who are in the public school system as well.
Well,
and I was simply amazed that you would be spending so much money when you
know,
could get information off of the Internet.
Frank,
there are dozens of people now working in companies.
Yes,
they don't leave their home.
Yes, may I say to you, Frank, I find it curious that you question my trip to Mexico. You're living in a part of the world that at one time was at war with our country. And is now,
well, that's got nothing to do with anything.
Well, but the point is, he's living in Japan.
And I'm communicating with you via the... I don't have to travel over to where you are in order to get information.
Well, then why are you living in Japan?
Yeah, why couldn't you just talk to the students on your computer?
Very good. That's the point. Why couldn't you set up a conference with the school down at Zihuatanejo and collect information?
Well,
why
I think it's only
on the Internet and find information regarding those schools?
Because we want to see firsthand how the children do it.
Okay, so from my vantage point, that's just it's a good idea, but it's a poor use of resources.
They weave baskets. They do a lot of things. Well, can I ask you something? And I don't know, did they raise money through chocolate bar sales to get you to Japan?
I paid myself to go to Japan.
So you're saying your daughter didn't sell candy bars?
Not for me to go to Japan, no.
Well, how'd you get over there? I don't understand.
I work at a university. I found a job online.
All right. Well,
I
that's
applied.
Okay. But you don't know whether or not your salary is being paid for by Japanese children selling candy bars. I mean, you don't.
This is irrelevant.
You got to be kidding me. I mean,
to the fact that you're going to get information. By going there personally instead of using the other resources, which are cheaper.
Well, but as long as the kids, just between you and I, Frank, the kids are raising $30,000. It's not going to cost $30,000 to put a new basketball hoop up. What do we do with the rest of the money? Okay? See, that's, and once you get that,
so,
you
in other
don't
words,
have to pay your own
because
way to
you have the money and have no other recourse for using it. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is, Frank, as you don't look at, you paid your way to Japan. Did it ever occur to you that maybe the university would pay for it?
What does that have to do with the fact that you are
if
not
you could have
using
sold,
those resources?
If you could have had some kids sell candy bars, wouldn't you have done it?
No,
Mr. Henry,
actually, I wouldn't. Though.
Mr. Henry, the point is, Frank's in Japan. His salary is being paid for by candy bar sales.
No, he didn't say that. You guys intimated that.
I thought he said that his salary is paid for by Japanese children selling.
No.
Magazines?
No. The only thing I said was that I'm living here. I was amazed that you're not using current technology to get your information. You don't need to go there. You can get it through the Internet.
Well, I don't want to say...
technology that I'm using.
I understand that Japan still has child prostitution. And I would look into finding out whether or not your salary is being paid by that.
Look, you guys are starting to turn this around on this man just because you don't want to answer questions. And you guys are out with the kids tonight selling candy bars, selling magazine subscriptions. Some of the money will go to some school equipment. Some of it's going on a trip to Zihuatanejo for you and Steve.
You know, Phil, it occurred to me, if I could just make a comment.
Go ahead.
It really occurred to me that I don't feel I should have to explain this, because what I've done for this PTO, what I have done for the children in this school, I can tell you that I, last year, was hospitalized for low blood sugar because I was working, getting the annual flag football tournament organized. I was working making sure that our science fair, making sure that our, you know, our annual school picnic, everything. So if Steve and I want to send the kids out on the street to sell some chocolate bars so that I can have a vacation as they want now, I shouldn't even have to explain that.
Well, I think you should, because it is a PTO where the kid...
I'm the president of the PTO. The president.
I think my wife deserves a little respect this evening.
I think I should get some respect.
All right, I'm sorry, but I'm just telling you that it's a question that came up not just from me, but a lot of parents. 1-800-449-8686. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with a lot of she's saying, but first she said it wasn't a vacation for her, and now she's saying it is a vacation for her. Which one is it?
It's a working vacation, Richard. I don't know.
Okay.
You know.
I'll tell you what. I don't really have a problem with what you're doing. If you can bring receipts, if you could bring receipts and show the people at that school and other people what you're doing, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
We're going to have receipts from the La Casa Que Canta, which is the hotel we're staying at.
No, wait. Hold on for a minute. The La Casa Que Canta, I happen to know that hotel. That's a $1,500 a night for just a basic room hotel.
Thank you. I know that, too.
You know what?
Hold on. Excuse me. Did the caller say he knows that hotel?
Yes, I have, too. I have family that have lived down there and have migrated down there for years. Now, like I'm saying, if you
that's unusual. It's
for everything, it'd be great.
Let's leave color out of this, okay?
If you can furnish receipts for everything, not just some things, I would have a problem with it. But you're saying you don't have to do this and you don't have to prove anything. I think you should if you've got 11 to 16-year-old kids on a selling candy bars.
I almost died giving birth to my son.
I don't really care about that.
These kids are out tonight doing for me what I've been doing for them.
These are not your kids, man. These are other people's kids.
And the fact that you're waving a pine cone around...
is disgusting.
Why is that disgusting?
What does it prove? That's disgusting to me after what has happened.
Look, Phil, you're on locally here in the Los Angeles area on Extra Sports. Is that correct?
That's right.
I would think that your sports audience would appreciate... I don't agree with rape, okay? I want to make that clear. But the pine cone did represent motivation. And I think Richard would agree if someone waved that in his face, he'd get working.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Waving a pine cone, you need that as a symbol for motivation, then you're not doing a very good job, I think.
If someone waved a broomstick in your face, you wouldn't get going.
What is that?
A broomstick now?
Yes.
I really don't.
Rub down with some kind of mentholated rub.
Okay, now look.
Oh my God.
Is what I call threatening a kid.
No, it isn't.
That's threatening a child.
This woman is sick. I can't even talk to her.
Well,
you have mental problems, you and your husband.
I doubt if you even know where Z-Watt Nao is. Thank you very much.
Guy said he had family going down there. I doubt it.
Why?
Three guesses.
Uh-huh. 1-800-449-8686. Manuela, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello. Yes, that lady has a... I think you have a twisted mind.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know that what you're doing is a form of child abuse.
Oh, no, it's not. Yes, it is a form of child abuse.
It's a form of child abuse, but your mind is so twisted that you don't realize that. And what you're doing to these children, you're affecting them a lot more than anybody. Yes,
if I was a parent,
I would never let my child go with you because you're an abuser. You and your husband are both abusers. That's the problem in society that they don't realize. And they don't recognize when people like you are in the position.
You need to get this Mexican to be quiet or else...
Hold, don't call her... Manuela, this is Phil Hendry. Bobby wanted to respond.
I want her to tell me how it's abuse getting these kids up off the television
set and
the video game and get them out and selling candy bars so Steve and I can go down and lay in the sun for GD's sake.
You can do that. You can do that without having the children to go and buy and sell. And you're abusing them, and you're so twisted that you don't even realize that.
But you can't explain it. Look, we're going to go down
there. Yes, I can. I can explain what you're doing. You're making these children work for you. You're like if you were living in the old ages, you would be a slave driver. I have no doubt in my mind about that. With
oh my God, you're
personality,
quaint. Aren't you cute? Aren't you quaint and cute? I really like her. She's very quaint.
Don't talk down to the caller. The woman is very concerned about the well-being of the children.
We are going to return from Mexico, Manuela, with information about pot making.
You know
this
what?
I
lived in Mexico.
You don't
My generations. I come from Mexico, and you cannot tell me that the children here. I am also a foster parent, so you cannot tell me that the children here need for you to go to Mexico with the money that they're raising for you to go and spend. And that kind of money, you know what you could do? You could go spend some time in a tent and then come back, and then you could show the children something that you've really learned. But you're over there, you're going to go and have fun with the money that this children raised for you.
We're going to look
that
at pot making.
That is a real twisted thought.
I'd like to say something, Manuela. First of all, where we live in our community, because we wanted to encourage minority applicants to move into our community, we put in mud ovens, we put in, adobe style homes.
What do you mean mud ovens?
In order to get a lot of the newly arrived immigrants.
You know, that is fine. Everything that you're doing is fine.
Okay.
But what is not fine that you're using the children for money for yourself. You know what? If you need money, then you work in something else besides what you're doing and give your time, you volunteer your time for the children, but what you're doing is not good. I totally disagree with you.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Manuela, but I think where the caller is wrong, Phil, is that she's not acknowledging her own envy of me and the fact that I'm going to be going
two weeks
to Zihuatanejo. We're going to go down to Ixtapa.
Which is a toilet.
Oh, really? Well, how would you know?
Because I've been there, and it's a toilet.
I've been there, too.
Zihuatanejo is fantastic. Ixtapa sucks. It's a big freaking...
Well, I don't care what either one of you say, okay? The kids
that
are
is
outside...
your problem, that you don't care about other people, that you're so selfish. That is your problem.
I get 15 minutes. Okay, get going.
You can hear Steve telling the kids to get out there and start selling, because they're standing around looking at me on the phone and going, oh, Miss Dooley's on the radio. Hold on for a minute. Courtney, Susie... Would you please continue to sell candy bars? Get going.
God!
You see, you treat them...
Really abusing them.
Oh, I'm just trying to get them moving.
You are.
Manuela,
you're abusive.
Thank
you're
you
very
much. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Hold on for a minute, Phil. I just don't...
Well, I got to take a break.
Hold on. What are you girls doing?
Well, we're going to...
I told you to get those
You shag your butts down and get a magazine sold.
I can hear the way you're talking to those kids.
Phil, I'm a mother. I think I know how to talk to children.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And this is about a magazine and candy bar sales that the kids do every year. Some of the money that is being raised at their parent-teacher organization is going to be used for her and her husband to go to Zihuatanejo, to La Casa Que Canta. Now, that's an expensive hotel. How do I know? I was thrown out of it once. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And the key phrase there is president. I should not have to explain to you. Look at these children out here today are going to learn a valuable skill. Phil, I have to tell you something. Their parents are wonderful people. The children, most of these kids are not that bright because, believe me, I've talked to a lot of them. Coming back from Mexico with pot-making skills is the greatest gift I can give these children. And all we have to...
All right, look, why not go online, as that gentleman suggested who called from Tokyo?
There you go again with that guy from Tokyo. Don't you get it? I'm not allowed to go to Mexico, but he sits over there in Tokyo. Hello?
His way was paid over there...
By children selling candy bars.
No! He was employed by a university. Here is Nancy on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, I'm calling you from Asheville, North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
And I am incensed. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine what is wrong with the parents of these children.
Mm-hmm.
I was always under the impression that being the president or any PTA officer was done as a volunteer thing and was not to be rewarded
by looking at us.
Anything other than serving the children.
Absolutely.
I feel that she has slandered that other mother and that she certainly is demeaning the children. I've listened to her say, get back out there and sell those candy bars.
Yeah,
I think you are absolutely...
Well, I don't know how you raised your children, but I tell my children directly what is required of them.
I did exactly the same thing, and one of them is a doctor, and
right.
one of them is
well,
a music producer.
Well, then oh, look at you. So it's okay for you to do it, but I can't.
I never forced my children to do anything that I felt was improper, and I think that
you felt
are just
was improper.
Ridiculous.
What if your children felt it was improper?
Pardon me?
What if your children felt it was improper?
If I
can I ask you a question? And I'm
sure.
This is one mother to another.
Yes.
When your children were showering or bathing, did you ever come into the bathroom with your bathing with your robe open?
What kind of a question is that?
What is that got to do with anything?
I'm asking you directly because you never...
I feel that you are asking a question that has absolutely nothing to do with the situation
you
are forcing these children to pay for your vacation.
You never came flying at your son with your robe open.
What
oh,
is that?
God.
You are really
off base,
lady.
I'm off base. Let me ask something. These children are going to go down. I'm going to go to Mexico, come back with pot-making skills. Your children are intelligent and educated. Good for them. But you know these other mothers, and you know the ones I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
They've got idiots for children. Can I just say it? The best
they have idiots for children?
Yes.
Unfortunately, your children might have an idiot for a mother.
Oh, so now we're down to name-calling. How very adult. How very adult of you.
Well,
oh,
you just called the kids idiots.
You just called them idiots.
Have you ever been to Mexico?
I have been to Mexico.
Have you been to Zihuatanejo?
I have not been to Zihuatanejo.
All right, well, then you don't know what you're talking about.
I know that what you are doing is getting a free vacation off the backs of the children, and I have no idea what is wrong with their parents permitting this to happen.
They don't have anything to say about it.
Well, look, I'm going to step in. Nancy, I want to step in. A couple of parents actually did speak out, the Reistings. And this is the lady
slandered.
That you very accurately correctly pointed out that you slandered this woman.
I did not. Excuse me. The woman has a well-known alcohol problem.
You slandered her.
She had an abortion last year. All right? I didn't... Now you're making me say it.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
you
gosh.
You are an amazing
look,
human being.
Look, you know something? The woman's being treated for an STD... She's had two abortions.
Then she is more to be pitied than scorned, and you are
I'm not
a very,
scorning
very
her.
Nasty person.
And you've just given a woman's first name and last name, which makes me liable.
Along with her daughter.
If she wants to come along and sue me.
That's right. Along
well,
with
Mr.
her daughter.
Well, her daughter is a... In fact, that's the one I was just talking to. Here she's
I prefer not to hear you say
Janie,
that, ma'am.
Janie, get your rear end up to that front door and sell a candy bar instead of staring at me like a Cheshire cat with the bug-eyed look.
You know, I'm really
see, this
wondering
is what I'm
if this woman is for real. Is this
yeah,
really
it's really.
True?
Are you really out there with kids?
You know, some of us are out with the children, and some of us are at home alone, like Nancy. That had to hurt.
All right.
You are a piece of work.
You ought to see a picture of me.
I really don't care to be totally honest with
You'd
you.
Break down in tears from jealousy.
You know, it's interesting.
You know something, I just came
home from a program.
All right, I got to take a break here.
Yeah, we don't want to hear your life story.
And we don't want to hear yours either. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. What are you playing, Edie Gourmet crap? Who told you to put that on, bud?
They told me they want to run.
They don't run the show, I do.
But she's the president who wants to say PTO.
So what, man? Jesus, she's got the kids selling candy bars. She can take her butt down to Zihuatanejo. She's got you playing some cornball so she can demonstrate a conga.